Hello and welcome to On the Couch with M&M. M&M obviously for Maria and Manos.
This is where we go behind the scenes in real estate business ownership to give you great ideas and tips to help you create fun and profitable businesses so that you can live an extraordinary life.
Let's get started. Hello and welcome to another episode of On the Couch with M&M.
Today we've got special guest Simon Cryer. Simon Cryer is a marketer, internet entrepreneur, former real estate agent, now is helping people in the real estate industry with their marketing and getting some really cut-through marketing to get the now vendors. So really excited to have and welcome Simon Cryer.
Thanks for having me on the program, guys.
Oh, it's great to have you. And it was awesome this morning. You presented to the team, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
And I think everybody loved it. You got a standing ovation at the end. So that was like really, really good. They're obviously connected with all the different marketing. And you said it really well. You know, everybody's doing the same thing over and over. We'll be doing the just listed, the just solds for so many years. It's time to, you know, look at connecting with our vendors and our landlords in a different way. Yeah. And you talked a bit about that. So, but before we get to all of that, tell us a bit about your story. How did you get here?
Yeah.
You started real estate when you were 17. Right. Tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, I started in real estate just before I was 17. I was 15 years old.
That's right, 15.
And my mum and dad separated. Mm. And it was back in the days where you needed two directors to have a company.
That's right.
And on my way to school in the car, my dad said, "You need to be a company director." And so, no stress. So, yeah, I was a company
throwing
director.
Throwing me in the deep end.
Was that even legal?
Yeah, right for a, you know.
Was it, were you legally a director?
I don't know. It was never challenged in court.
Fair enough.
But yeah, it was, yeah, so I officially got started selling real estate at 15 and then left school. I actually joined the police force for a year.
Okay.
And people said I was too nice to be a police officer.
Oh.
But I should become a real estate agent. Not that nice that I should become a real estate agent. So I started selling at real estate at 17. So yeah, it was fun. Yeah.
And you've sold real estate in Sydney, in almost all the states.
Well, in Darwin. And then my high school sweetheart moved to Cairns. So then I sold real estate in Cairns and then we moved to the Gold Coast. So sold for a boutique agency in Cairns.
So how long were you listing? How long were you in sales?
Oh, yeah.
In sales?
I've been in sales all my life.
Yeah.
Selling real estate, I would say probably the best part of a decade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know what it takes.
So you've got the runs under the belt.
You know what it takes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I know the highs and the lows, the peaks and the valleys, the frustrations and the stress. And yeah, also I think real estate agents are the best group of people that you could hope to hang around because mm-hmm. they're most of the time they're upbeat, they're positive,
yeah.
they love people. The stories, oh man, they've all got a million stories and they're all really cool stories too.
Yeah.
So I just love the people and particularly guys who work within your brand are people who care about the results that their clients get and who really are trustworthy people who are just great to hang around. We had so much fun. I've never got, you know, three rounds of applause ever at any speaking event or stage.
There you go. I told you they liked you.
Yeah, they're a cool, really great fun group of people. And I can see that you guys are very particular about the mm. caliber of people, not only with their skills, but who they are
it's so
in here. And so
yeah.
that's I just love that about your brand and the people that get
Thank
to work
you.
With you guys. It's
I love what you said. Selling is heart to heart.
Yeah.
Mm.
So
it's authenticity,
it's
isn't it?
Authenticity is
yeah.
so, it's so true.
Mm.
Yeah.
So
if you don't have that, then it's, you know. Gone are the days that you can be the sleek salesperson with all the right lines, scripts and dialogues and get the cut through anymore.
Yeah.
People can see right through it.
Mm.
Yeah, definitely.
So you've worked with a lot of principals and not just in the real estate industry, but you've worked with other businesses and overseas in America.
Yeah.
Tell us about the challenges of a business owner and the marketing, because you talked about that this
morning.
Yeah,
that's
right. That was really good.
Well, I think one of the coolest books, I read a lot,
mm.
and just because I need to, because I need to keep growing, because I believe if you're not green and growing, then you're rotting, you're dying. And so I don't think anyone really has ever arrived, and I think the definition...
You always learn.
Yeah, the definition of success is progress, and it's learning,
it's true.
And it's growth.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that I've seen, one of the books I read was The E-Myth by Michael Gerber, and where he talks about, you know, the entrepreneurial myth is that a lot of entrepreneurs think they're entrepreneurs, but the reality is they're technicians.
We are technicians.
You know, they're amazing at what they do, like at listing and selling or property management, or they might be amazing at HR, and that's what they're great at in terms of recruiting people, and they're guns at that. But in terms of growing their business holistically, with the expertise and the time availability, because nowadays you have to be a marketing specialist to get cut through. Otherwise, you fall into the trap of just doing what everybody else is doing. And if you do that, Seth Godin in his book Purple Cow says in a sea of sameness, you're invisible.
Yeah.
So I don't want my clients to be invisible. No. Just playing follow the leader, where it's kind of like we were talking in the car last night, Manos, about the book The Emperor Has No Clothes, and we're talking about what about advertising media? We're talking about the newspaper. It's like most people are advertising the newspaper not because they've tested and measured it necessarily, but they just do it and they...
Because everyone else does. Yeah, because that's what you should do. Yeah.
And some of them are still old school real estate 1990, where it's just like, and they brag about the pages they have in the newspaper. So what? You know what I mean? So it's great to challenge the status quo. And
well, the example that you gave this morning about the Ford company dropping the sponsorship from the Australian Open. I think that's so relevant in our space. So if you can share that story with our audience.
Yeah, well, we looked at branding versus direct response marketing. Now, in a perfect world, if you're dealing with someone who knows what they're doing, they're able to give you not only results, you want return on investment. Even with social media, you don't want to necessarily just have likes and engagements and shares. You want to have return on investment.
And you want to know the result. You want to be able to measure it.
So you want to be able to measure that, like how many leads do we get in? And we were sharing with the group, we switched on a campaign within 24 hours for another real estate agent, a salesperson lead agent. And within 24 hours after spending $12.98, we had 10 leads.
Yeah.
So $1.20 a lead for people who say, I want to have an appraisal. That's pretty awesome. And it's using social media, but it's not about just branding. Like no one's ever thought at the grand final, you know, hey, look, AGC's, we don't have insurance. We might be underinsured. You know, they've never thought that. Or they've never looked at a bus and said, hey, maybe we should be with the Westpac instead of the Commonwealth. You know what I mean? It just doesn't happen like that. And we can get caught up in this branding idea and we can burn a lot of money.
Like Ford did at the Australian Ford Open. They couldn't measure how many cars did we actually sell. Results is how many cars did we sell because of the sponsorship.
Kia took it over. But, you know, the marketing manager at Kia should have given the guy at Ford a call and asked a question.
Why did you
drop your sponsorship? That would have been a beautiful... You know, Tony Robbins talks about the direction of our life is determined by the quality of questions we ask.
That would have been
a great quality question to ask. And just to network with the marketing executives at Ford or whoever their marketing officer is, the executive marketing officer, that would have been cool.
There used to be a saying, you know, I spend $500,000 in marketing and advertising. I know half of it works and the other half doesn't, but I don't know which half
it is. I just don't know which half it is.
Yeah. Who said that? Because
I don't recall, but it's a great marketing.
It's always been the case, but I think things are changing now with social media. We can measure things better
definitely
now,
yeah,
can't we? And
absolutely.
We can, so it has changed.
Even in old school marketing, I mean, most real estate agents, for example, or agencies, they're not a Ford or a Coca-Cola or a McDonald's.
So you don't have the budget.
That's right. And so branding, it's like, well, I understand branding, but you don't have the budget, the limitless budget, where you can just get your name out there.
Yeah.
And so traditional advertising agencies are threatened by people who do what I do, because when you go to an advertising agency, the first thing's like, hey, we've got to get your brand out there. We've got to get your name out there. And that's okay if you've got a limitless budget, but if you're a small, medium enterprise, you need to be showing return on investment, return 100%. On spend. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you're measuring and testing everything we do. So we did a bit of a funny example, which was a live example of a before and after radio campaign. And just to see the looks on your staff's face.
That was brilliant.
And you could see the contrast before we had a branding ad, which was full of what I call motherhood statements, like the best service and, you know, and there was all this other nonsense in there, but it wasn't.
Which falls back to Seth Godin's The Sea of Sameness.
Exactly. Everyone
we're
else
all
is
saying.
Yeah.
We're all saying we're the best.
Highest
best
price.
Agents, highest
shortest
price.
Possible time. Minimum stress.
Record breaking. Right. Yeah.
So we have buyers waiting.
There's no cut through.
Yeah, we have buyers waiting. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
You tweak that and you put a call to action and a testimonial in there, social proof.
Yeah.
And the results were phenomenal within 2 months, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, correct. So we didn't have any we didn't have any visuals on that particular radio campaign, so we couldn't evaluate whether radio was a good advertising channel for this particular brand. So I rewrote the ad. We put a direct response promotional piece behind the ad. We put a testimony there to create social proof and a call to action. Absolutely. So yeah, within 2 months we generated $38,000 worth of annualized property management fees and $30,000 worth of commissions. Sales. Yeah, GCI. Nice. So that was pretty cool. Yeah.
2 months. Yeah.
In 2 months. Yeah. So they're spending
about a $5,000 investment.
That's right. Yeah. So yeah, to the advertisers. It's pretty compelling.
So the principal will keep going with that for sure.
Well, now they've got visuals.
It works. Yeah, and they know that it works because they can measure. Yeah.
So they got that. Well, one of the things we didn't talk about was the asset value of the property management, which is like probably about $100,000 in asset value created in the space of 2 months. And that's why, you know, real estate can be a beautiful business to be in, and a very smart move strategically for people who are looking to build something which is a real asset base that they can transfer, sell, build up, whatever, realize. And it's just fun because you get to connect with people and help navigate through an emotional minefield of stuff, but also deliver really really cool results through cut through campaigns and positioning. Yeah, so yeah, it's good.
Awesome. Very good. And if people wanted to get in contact with you, Simon, how would they be able to get in contact with you?
That's a great question. Most of my business comes through referral or word of mouth marketing. Yeah. I've either been referred to, so it's weird. I'm a bit like the plumber who has the leaking tap, or the builder who's not quite finished off their own house. So, and I like it that way. The way that we do our business is we offer a 12-month program, but it's a done for you program. And there's some great trainers out there in the industry. There's probably about four really awesome trainers out there. The thing is, they offer courses, and it's like, here's the CDs, here's my event, come along and we'll tell you what to do, and off you go implement.
There's no time.
Well, what I found is that most realtors as technicians are really great at listing and selling. That's what they get paid to do for prospect listing, selling, vendor management. They don't have time to implement, or they don't have the expertise. And so, you know, my own family who are involved in real estate, my brother in Perth is a commercial property manager, and my brother in Tasmania has a real estate boutique agency that I consult to as well.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's gone to several, because he's really committed to personal and professional development, and he's bought, you know, literally hundreds of CDs and DVDs. So I asked a quality question: how many of these have you actually listened to? The answer, surprise, surprise, zero. And so, and that's just the challenge.
That's the nature of this industry. We are here.
Yeah.
When we rock up to work, our number one focus is to get new listings.
Yeah.
That's what our focus is: sales, sales, sales. And you're wearing, and also as business owners, we're wearing so many hats.
Yeah.
How do you go implement? And you know, the power in an idea is always in its implementation. So
that's why we do what we do. Yes. And we take away a lot of the back end administration and all those things that, you know, weigh down principals and real estate salespeople. So they don't have to worry about any of that. And
great then value focus prop.
On listing and selling.
And
you do that with marketing, which is definitely awesome.
So the challenge for me personally as a business model is the scalability.
Mm.
I don't care about that.
Mm.
I don't care if we're making $3-4 million a year. I'm happy to know that I can roll my sleeves up.
You're helping enough people to make a difference.
Yeah, we can link arms, and my game is a long-term play. So my strategy is more of a long play, meaning I'm happy to do work in organizations with principals. And that's why I like the word of mouth model, because it's like that birds of a feather, people who resonate at a particular level. It's just like, you guys are good people, you'll lead me to good people if I can demonstrate results and add value to you. So I don't want to be qualifying a whole bunch of people I really shouldn't be talking to. You know, particularly at the price point, I'm mindful that that's going to, if it's too cheap, I'm going to get problem clients who are never going to take action, who don't really have ownership. So I've got to be careful with my price point.
That's well said, and it's with everything in sales. You know? It's a good lesson to everybody.
If it's free, to be working like one values it.
No one owns it. Yeah. No one owns it. If there's no ownership, there's no results. And if there's no results, then that puts my brand in a problematic state. So yeah, most people who get in contact with me sort of know me through guys like yourself or through the Facebook community.
We'll put your details on the bottom of this video. So
yeah, that'd be great.
People can get in contact with you.
They can email me. They can get in touch on Facebook or give me a call. That'd be fine. Yeah.
Any last any advice to principals that are listening, business owners or salespeople that want to you know, lift their sales or not even double, but actually just take their business to the next level?
Yeah. I think success is an inside job. Mm-hmm. And so I think you need to be thinking differently. You need to be asking better quality questions. You need to be evaluating things and asking yourself, is this the best use of my time? And focus on not being busy, but being productive.
Yeah.
And if you do that for yourself, that sets you up in a mindset to look at the different direct mail that you're putting out there, the phone calls that you have, the social media posts. It's like, am I getting the best return on this activity, on this mail piece? For example, one of my clients in real estate, we have, when I do a marketing audit, it's like, tell me the highest, because I've studied internet marketing, as you said in the intro, spent, probably about $500,000 of my own personal and professional development over my career. And, you know, traveled overseas, lived overseas in the US, consulted to, you know, bigger companies like $200 million NASDAQ public companies. Yeah. That's where I got started and cut my teeth. And then coming back to my passion, which is real estate. Because I just love it. I love the people in it too. And it's just different from corporate America, for example. They're real people and they're small, medium enterprise. They're not choked up by massive boards of directors and, you know, senior executive officers and all that sort of nonsense, which is at the expense of a company being nimble and able to make decisions quickly and implement. Because implementation and execution is everything. And so, you know, by having that mindset of evaluating the best use of your time, you know, through structuring your diary and making sure you've got consistency and prospecting, also take that same mindset and use it as a ruler for all your marketing, advertising, and promotion activities, and look at the return on investment. And if you need help, get it from someone who's qualified, not necessarily the 23-year-old advertising agency representative.
They never ran their own business before
Right, they've just heard about it and all their stuff that they're like, and I studied marketing at university as well, and you study case studies like Coca-Cola and Nestle, and it's just like they're big brands with
unlimited
disposable budgets. They have to spend, otherwise they're not going to get it in the budget next year.
Yeah.
So they don't really care. Yeah. They just want to get their name out there.
Yeah.
But it's a different case. So yeah, you need to talk to someone who's a specialist who does something that's different, and not different in an idiotic way, because we kind of showcase what that could look like without a professional approach.
Yes.
Meaning we've got a compelling offer, an amazing headline, some great content. You've got some social proof, a testimony to validate it, because people don't believe you, but it's third party validation, which is great. Then a call to offer,
a call to action.
Yeah. So if you can get that in the context of the brand, that's beautiful.
Mm.
But you need to talk to someone who understands that, unfortunately.
And get it done professionally.
Yeah, 95% of people fail and they miss it. They try and do it themselves, and it's just, you saw what that looked like.
Just like that ad that you played
there. Yeah, we can't mention the brand.
No, we can't. We know who it is.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, good fun, hey?
Yeah, to say, it is good fun. And
the contrast between before and after.
And good on them for giving it a go, anyway.
And isn't the beauty about our industry that we can all share?
Yeah,
at the end of the day, we're looking at learn.
Excellent. And what I like, you know, when I get around different agencies, it's sort of like as a coach or as a marketing professional, when I do the coaching and we look at what they're doing, they're learning from me, because I'm growth hacking. I'm looking at what's best practice in the industry, what's getting cut through, how can we model it, not copy it, but how can we model it so that it's in keeping with your brand. So there'll be different promotions out there for a more down to earth brand, which may not suit the branding of, let's say, an elite agent selling prestige properties, right?
In a city.
There'd be different offers there, which wouldn't be the right messaging. So you've got to have the right message to market match, so that it's in keeping with the brand of who you are and what you do and who your market is that you're serving. So there needs to be a little bit of nuance.
It's
got
to be aligned to the individual as well.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's where we've seen a massive difference when our own agents take on their own brand in their own marketplace with our YBYB model. Is you know, it resonates with them. You know, it's authentic, and then get themselves out out there.
Connect with their target
and
audience.
They connect with their people. Yeah. So it's very important to be
absolutely.
Yeah, authentic.
Awesome. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For joining us.
Oh, you're welcome, guys. It was a pleasure. I hope I've been able to add some value.
No, excellent.
Love having content. You to this morning with the team, and you have provided value to the listeners, and we'll put all your details down
below.
The bottom.
Yeah,
if you've got any questions, as always, feel free to make comment on our Facebook page, and we'll get in there and answer any questions, and we'll put you in touch with Simon as well.
Yeah,
awesome. And feel free to share the post with someone else that you may think may get some value out of it. Thank you, guys, and see you at the next episode.
Thanks for watching.